Throughout the lunch break, I find myself having to guard against overconfidence. Petrillo blew up in fairly spectacular fashion, Clark fell to pieces, and now Lucero, the actual victim, has given Christina nothing and refused to identify anyone, though she obviously knows who did it. I am beginning to think a hung jury is the worst-case scenario, and an acquittal for my client is looking likely. I'm mulling this over at the canteen on floor 5 when a young man I've never seen before walks up to me as I am about to take a bite of sandwich. He's well-dressed in a polo shirt, jeans, and leather shoes. He's Hispanic, but he doesn't look like a gang member. "From your office," he says, and hands me a folded note before exiting. "Thanks." I keep my voice calm. This is not standard procedure. There's a sheriff beside me on a stool. He's working on a form while nursing a cup of coffee. He doesn't even look up when I walk past him and head to the restroom. I open it in a stall. The note is not signed, but it is clearly from Mata. It says, "Ask LL what happened on 12-6. She'll say." LL is Lucretia Lucero. It's clear I'm being directed to ask her to describe the incident on the night in question. This is not something she would do for the prosecution, and if she did it for me, it would be a coup. The problem, however, is twofold. One, I have no idea what Miss Lucero will say, and two, this is clear physical evidence of witness tampering. For the briefest of moments, I entertain turning it into the judge. It is potentially grounds for a mistrial and new charges, but I will be asked why the note has come to me. Did I have prior contact with Mata, who is clearly running point for Tavira's gang on this? If they choose to investigate, his name will be in my calendar from our meeting last month. The judge will want to know why I met with the potential criminal associate who was given the Augustine Clark information by Mr. Cefulu, a matter she thought closed after the recusal of Tavira's previous attorney, and she will need to know what was discussed in that meeting. There will be an investigation. I might be censured if I don't go along with it. Any way you slice it, it will be very messy. To avoid all that unpleasantness, I drop the note in the toilet and flush. I double-check the bowl to make sure it is gone, and then I flush it again.